And we go to the economy now. National is claiming New Zealanders are being kept in the dark about the state of the economy. The opposition is calling for far greater transparency, with the party's finance spokesperson Paul Goldsmith saying ministers should be releasing economic modelling and other important data to the public. Paul Goldsmith is with us now. Morena.
Oh, good morning.
Okay, we know it's bad, really bad. Why does it matter about having the actual specifics?
Oh, look, I think New Zealand as a society is going to be having to make very difficult decisions in the weeks and months ahead, and the government needs to be transparent with information so that we're equipped as a society to make those decisions sensibly. We've heard overnight very large unemployment figures in the United States. We don't have any such figures here in New Zealand to know the extent of the economic consequences of the decisions that have been made.
Does it, I mean, we kind of need to wait till whether we get out of lockdown, don't we? Because there will be some sort of a spring back.
Well, of course, you know, if you're thinking about the economy and people's jobs and livelihoods, of course, the number one priority that we have as a country is to get out of lockdown as soon as we can. And I think that was the main theme of the select committee that we had this week, the frustration that many of us felt that, you know, there are huge consequences for the lockdown, so that we have to be absolutely focused on making sure that that lockdown works so that we can get out of it as soon as possible, which is why the tracing, the testing, the police actually following up on the people coming in from overseas and doing the job properly there are all critical things so that we can get out of lockdown as soon as we can and start to rebuild the economy.
Okay, let's deal with some of the specifics in terms of whether or not you're comfortable in the, as an opposition. The wage subsidy, is that working? Is that, would you like to see that changed in any way?
Look, we're worried about the extent to which it's working, and that's why the absence of data makes it difficult to assess. I mean, remember, it was set up early on when we were talking about the West Coast and tourism. It's now having to deal with a situation where very large parts of the economy have zero revenue. And so there is plenty
of... So what should you do? What would you do?
Well, there's plenty of anecdotes that it needs to be more generous. You know, if you look at the UK and Germany, there are different schemes where effectively workers are on furlough and a higher percentage of the salary is paid. Now, that's expensive, but it may be required to limit the size or scale of business failures. Now, we're starting to see that pressure coming through in New Zealand, and it is absolutely an open question for the minister to determine whether they need to go further. The second area is around rents. You know, the second biggest cost for most businesses is their rents. There's huge pressure on that at the moment in many businesses because if you've got zero revenue, you might have a bit of a wage subsidy that can help pay some employers, but the, you know, those costs around rent and all the other things are piling up. And so what we've got is an incredible situation where government decisions in the interest of public health have shut down the economy and businesses are scrambling to survive.
Okay.
And our priority needs to be to see as many as possible hang on through so that we can pick up quickly in the end.
And that is an interesting point you make because you, essentially you're on the same page as the government in terms of supporting business, not letting them fail unnecessarily. Interesting because yeah. Gareth Morgan on the program yesterday suggesting that in fact the focus should not be on trying to save businesses that might not be viable. It should be on support, raising benefits and this sort of thing. Where do you sit on that? I mean, is there too much help for business here?
No. I mean, clearly there will be businesses that fail, and we're already seeing that. We saw that yesterday in the media space, and we'll be seeing that, sadly, right across the board over the next couple of weeks. But the task is to try and cushion that blow, reduce the number of businesses that fail so that because remember that most of them are not failing because of anything wrong with the actual business. It's the fact that because of government decisions, there is no revenue and there is no...
Okay, government. But should...
And so it's an extraordinary
point.
Situation.
Should,
so there is an argument for, you know, stepping in and trying to reduce the damage.
Should the government be deciding which certain industries, be it the media, that should it have stepped in to save those magazines? I mean, should it be choosing industries that it deems essential and taking extra efforts to bail them out?
Well, the minister announced at the start that we'd have this wage subsidy scheme. And then on top of that, for larger businesses, there'd be deals done or arrangements made. We've seen that for Air New Zealand. We haven't really seen that for anybody else yet. And so, you know, there's a question as what is happening there with those larger businesses. Remember that larger businesses employ the majority of New Zealanders. So there's lots of small businesses, but most people are employed by these large businesses. And, you know, there is real pressure in some of them, for some of them, and it is important that the government does.
So that's a yes. So some businesses, if they are deemed to be essential, big businesses, you would support the government bailing them out?
Yeah, there'll be instances where the government will need to go further in order to sustain businesses. And, you know, the options are a more generous wage subsidy scheme, as we've seen elsewhere in the world, or looking at the rent situation. All these things are important. But the point I made at the start is the wage subsidy schemes are an important response for the economy, but the most important thing for the economy is for us to get out of lockdown as quickly as possible. And that's why we were so frustrated yesterday to hear the Commissioner of Police saying, oh, yes, most of the people coming in from offshore go off to self-isolation. We're supposed to check up on them, but we haven't. So we're going to all this trouble, and yet the barn door is wide open when it comes to the border. And so the critical thing is if we're going to do this in order to get on top of the disease, which everybody agrees with, then we've got to do it properly. And that is the best thing we can do for the economy, and we need to be focused on doing that properly today.
Paul Goldsmith, thank you very much for your time. The National Party's finance spokesperson there.